So I'll cite two studies, the 2022 human study, which was over the shin specifically, pilot trial that showed a 278% increase in bone marrow stem cells. Now, the weirdest part of this was that it was after a single session.
And, of red light therapy.
Yes, yes.
We're actually light transmitting beings. I mean, just look at any movie where there's an actor and their ears, where the sunshine is behind them and the light's going right through their ears. Yeah.
Translucent beings made in the image of God, made to receive light. And it's the domino effect that's going on in the body.
Welcome to today's interview here on brightvideos.com. I'm Mike Adams. And did you know that your body creates its own natural medicine that's valued at potentially tens of millions of dollars? It's more than you might have thought if you start to add it up. One of the things that your body produces, if properly signaled, is, of course, stem cells. And these stem cells, as they differentiate, they self-specialize, and they rebuild parts of your physiology that allow you to function and stay healthy, and can also overcome certain types of chronic degenerative disease. But how do you signal your body to create its own stem cells? Here to help answer that question, joining us today is Jonathan Otto, who's the creator of a new docuseries that we'll be running coming up soon, July 18th, at Brightion University, which is brightu.com. And the series is called The Human Shutdown. But it's not just about the shutdown, it's about the reboot also. So welcome, Jonathan. This is actually part two of our interview. We've also talked previously about other related topics, but welcome back.
Yeah, thank you so much, Mike. What an honor to be with you, and what a great subject area, one that's so practical and relevant and could save people a lot of heartache, a lot of backache, knee ache.
And a lot of dollars. I mean,
yes, that one.
People spend fortunes, and I'm not knocking the stem cell clinics, but
I am.
People spend fortunes to go fly to another country and have stem cells. Sometimes they get like a blood draw, and then stem cells are grown based on their blood, and then they're re-injected or whatever. There's a number of different methods, but it's extremely expensive. The thing is, your body can do that itself, can't it?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So here's the thing that went viral for me. It's an honor to have taken a study that, you know, I didn't do the study, but, you know, it hadn't had a lot of downloads. It was the urine-derived stem cell study, and I, you know, had it get more than 10 million views. And so when people talk about stem cells in urine, some of them are referencing the video that I made, which is great because it just empowers people. It shows people where they are. If they're in your urine, you start getting that connection that they're in your body. Okay, so if they're in your body, then we start asking better questions. Okay, so now let's talk about the count. So in the urine, the Wake Forest University, they took an NIH grant. There was 140 stem cells, 24-hour urine sample for 10 adult males. They
Wait, 140 stem cells per what?
Per 24-hour urine sample. So they collected
the
entire
urine.
Yes, yep.
With only 140, that seems kind of small to me.
I know. I get ready for the next part.
Okay.
Then they age it for 3 weeks. And it proliferates at a rate of 1 × 10⁸ and equates to 100 million by the end of the 3 weeks. Yep.
What?
Yeah. And then, not all stem cells are equal. Those are probably just bad stem cells. Well, in the 20- to 40-year-old group, 75% of them were telomerase positive stem cells. And the 50-year-old group was 59.2% of them were telomerase positive, meaning that these are active, viable stem cells that are working. Right. And it shouldn't be a shock. And they're autologous, or they're endogenous. They're from your own body. Okay. So now we're talking.
Okay. Why is the body creating stem cells in the urine?
Yeah.
And then eliminating them.
Yeah.
And where else are stem cells being created?
Yeah. In the bones, in the kidneys. And in some of the intestinal lining, right? So these are some of the examples. There may be more that we don't even know as to where they're created. And so why would the body eliminate this, right? It then comes into the urine not being a waste product. Here's my hypothesis. Nobody talks about this. I believe the reason why you would have 140 stem cells in your first morning urine is because your body is giving you a code of what it wants to, like a perfect signal of what it wants more of. So it's just a small amount, but if that was to be ingested, then somebody would say, yeah, but the stomach acid will break it down. It's possible. That's also not known. But then the rectal delivery, if somebody's like unwell, and this is the reason why, I mean, I was with Dr. Antonio Jimenez, and get this, right? He, because he consults like royal family, you know, Dubai, multi-billionaires where numbers don't even mean anything anymore, right? So when they have cancer, you think they're going to like cut corners or get inexpensive therapies? No, they're going to get therapies that you and I could never dream of, right? And so he travels out with basically $500,000 worth of exosomes. Okay, so it was like 50 vials or about 10,000 a piece. And now you think about this for a second, and these exosomes are from amniotic fluid or parts of the amniotic fluid where you're culturing the, it's really cultured urine. 90% of the urine is amniotic, and 90% of the amniotic fluid is fetal urine, and then 10% is fetal lung fluid. And all of this, they're getting this kind of, in a sense, like really perfect information. So it does cater towards people taking infants' urine. This Chinese would do this, and then they would, and in the case of somebody that's unwell, like children with young, families with young children would donate urine, their child's urine to cancer patients. It makes sense. Like, how can somebody else access this therapy? This would be a way. And,
see, this is found in ancient cultures, like Chinese culture of medicine. Yes. This is a practice, or India.
Well, this, yeah, or, exactly. Or and well, all of those, right? Taiwanese, Japanese, Thai, you know, Puerto Rico. I'm in Puerto Rico right now. Aboriginal Australian, like, none of these cultures were talking to each other. Greek, German, you know, German biologist Burke that was
Korean,
using,
you know, also.
Yeah. He was using urine to treat cancer patients. They would take cabbage, you know, people that are eating cabbage, they take the urine, and then they were using that to, you know, help reverse various types of cancer. So you see it in these different cultures, Judeo, so Jewish, you know, people practicing this, Egyptians. Now, the particular practice that I mentioned about in infants, like Chinese are still practicing this, where they'll take the grandchild's urine, give it to the grandparent, and it, like, obviously in a very appropriate manner. I mean, it's just collected in a bottle. It's going to be thrown out. It's going to just flush down the toilet. Anyway, so that's interesting. But like, now the exosomes in urine, that you could look at this through nanoparticle tracking analysis, through dozens of studies showing that the exosome count in the first morning urine is ranges from baseline tens of billions would be the lowest estimate, tens of billions of exosomes. And the reason why this is relevant, people are like, I don't know what an exosome is. It's called an extracellular vesicle. And these are signaling vesicles that will tell your body what to do. Like, these are the growth factors. This is actually the reason why stem cells work. A lot of the stem cell doctors will tell you that the stem cells are almost always dead when they get to you, but they still work because it's the death of the stem cell that produces exosomes. They secrete exosomes. And so exosomes then are immediately available in the fresh urine. And so then that makes sense why these practices are working. And I think that's really amazing. Now, come back to red light therapy, because the urine therapy, I get it. Not because of the conditioning, like, it just might be out of the question at this point. And that's, I'll just accept that. And then let's say, well, then how do you multiply your stem cells and your exosomes? So I'll cite two studies, the 2022 human study, which was over the shin specifically, pilot trial that showed a 278% increase in bone marrow stem cells. Now, the weirdest part of this was that it was after a single session.
And, of red light therapy.
Yes. Which peaked at 2 to 4 days and started from 2 to 4 hours, meaning that you would see in that area of your body, if you just did it, you would see roughly three times the amount of stem cells in that area. And stem cells are directly correlated with, like, the absence of them will mean that you're more diseased, you have more failure, more issues with your health. And the more you have, the better. It is true, but then you need to help them migrate and differentiate them. It's a mineralizing differentiation, which is how you mature a stem cell. And then to migrate is, as the word implies, like, they need to get to where they need to get to. Otherwise, they're not where the body needs them. They need to go, okay, there's an issue here. Let's go to the heart. Let's go make more heart cells. And red light is proven to do each of these things. A PEMF is also proven through a NASA study from 2003 that showed a 250 to 400% increase in neural stem cells. So PEMF is also heavily proven. Now it makes sense when you look at nature that the reason why you have trees living for like over 4,000 years and the animals often, most often are thriving, they're continually connected to the magnetic field of the earth. So that would be the equivalent of PEMF, but PEMF is a lot stronger, as is red light, a lot stronger than sunlight in the red and near infrared wavelengths. And therefore, we're kind of making up for the fact that we're not as connected to our Earth, and we're seeing the profound benefits of stacking these therapies and accessing therapies that literally would cost us millions of dollars per year. My estimates ranged from $5 to $9 million per year, based on a full skeletal stem cell production of about close to a 300% increase. Let's say 278. Just let's be exact. It was roughly 500 million of the per day that you would be producing that would peak within 2 to 4 days to as much as a billion to over a billion. So you do the math on that, you realize, wow, this is actually really special, and I have the opportunity to do this. Yes, I'm in a sick and dying world that has a lot of problems, but I also have the best therapies available to me in this time.
Okay. Wow. You said a lot there. Let me kind of try to cover some of it. We in Western philosophy, the people tend to believe in technology, not their own bodies. So they're easily bamboozled by, let's say, a biotech company that says, oh, we have this patent pending method to synthesize these stem cells, and it's $10 million, but we'll bill it to Medicare or whatever, so don't worry about it. And all you have to do is let us draw, like, make a giant hole in your leg and take some bone marrow out of your femur, right? Which sounds incredibly painful. Yeah
it is, and so painful. I've seen it and
dangerous. And yet those very same people will say, that sounds great, but I won't ever drink urine, because that would be weird. But I'll let a doctor drill a hole in my leg and take my bone marrow for a $10 million treatment that's experimental. So I just want to point this out, that it's very interesting to me that the idea of urine therapy is very, very, it turns a lot of people off. But then they will say, but I'll do open heart surgery. I'll let them crack open my sternum. Yeah, no problem. I'm like, dude, you should probably try the things first that won't kill you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Did you run into that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, anyone that's like got either theological or spiritual background and they read this story of the blind man, do you remember how he turned around his blindness? It wasn't a very culturally accepted practice. He literally picks up dirt and then spits in it and then rubs it into his eyes. Like, Jesus made me look normal at that point, right? He made me and my therapies look normal. And look, he performed a miracle, okay? No question. But my point in saying that is that the things that you perceive as disgusting may be Big Pharma's greatest weapon against you, that you have been formed. You literally have something so powerful that I did the calculations on stem cells. You're talking about $7 million worth of stem cells. And I'm not counting exosomes, and I'm not counting enzymes and peptides, which would be around 3,000 peptides in the first morning urine. I've been pushing AI big time to aggregate all the studies and then just show, like, let's distill this down. How many are there? Which types? And so all that data is there and available to people, and they can't keep pulling the wool over your eyes now. By the way, Mike, the increase in exosome count, remember, guys, it's the reason why stem cells work. And remember this Bible verse, whether you're Christian or theological or not, unless a seed falls into the ground and dies, it abides alone. But if it dies, it brings forth much fruit. So what's a stem cell? A seed, what does it do? Fall into the ground. Your body is made out of the same minerals that the earth is made out of. It falls into the ground, into your body, and dies. And if it doesn't do this, it abides alone. You'll watch that stem cells are dying and secreting exosomes. And these exosomes are doing, it's like letters, mail, he's mail. Right? So these are letters that are going out to the body. Heal this, heal that, do this, do that. And the body is operating off all these interesting mechanisms. And that's why peptides are coming into the fore. They're messengers, they're information. It's programmed information. Right. It's like water memory. And because it's not like a nutrient. It's like how much.
No, it's a signal.
Yes,
exactly. A signaling molecule.
Exactly. But, that, yeah, go ahead.
Well, let me also compare this to what people are willing to do in terms of vaccines. So most people will inject themselves with a substance that is derived from infected African green monkey kidney cells, like cow pus, egg yolk pus infections, aborted human fetal tissue that is cloned using cancer cell technology. And by the way, an aborted human fetal entity that was aborted from an insane mother who was a psychiatric patient. And so they'll blend all the all the cow pus and the blood and the monkey infection pus and blood and chickens and pork and everything else. And that'll be this cocktail. That is a vaccine. Vaccines are made of that. And, you know, multiple other toxic substances. And people will say, well, that's not gross at all. Are you kidding me? You're injecting yourself with freaking like monkey pus.
Oh, it's so
bad. And you think that's safe and effective and FDA approved?
So dystopian. It's so dystopian.
And other ground up other children's like dead baby meat.
Oh,
that's in the vaccines. It's literally listed.
WI38,
MRC5. Those are ingredients in the vaccines. Yeah.
HEK293, and you know that was a Swiss mother, right? That like, and
I don't know about that one.
I'm just saying that I think the psychiatric patient, but like they take these cases and try to justify it was so long ago, or whatever. But one, it's just immoral. Like, think of the foundation, and you think about when Aaron Siri deposed Dr. Stanley Plotkin, the father of disease, really. That's a Freudian slip. The father of vaccines. And yes, the father of disease, right? Really, that these are the guys creating it. And then he deposes him and says, oh, you know, I think it was a couple babies that we used. And he says, no, turn to this page. It was like over 70 or 60, 68. Like, it was a super high number. It was 60 or 70.
It's like a ritualistic child sacrifice.
Yeah, if you watched it and you saw it, and he said, did you use the lungs? Did you use the tongue? And then the answer is yes to everything. And then you just realize, oh, this is so sad. I should have nothing to do with this. There is no world in which I want to live that an infant has to die for my survival. And that's the satanic concept that this baby had to die so that you could live without disease.
Well, and it's medical cannibalism. That's the other thing. It's,
you
know, we live in a world, and I'm sorry to go down this rabbit hole, but with the Epstein files and everything else, and, you know, there are all kinds of popular mythology of like lizard people eating babies and so on. And like, you don't even need to go there. You're injecting you're injecting dead baby tissue into yourself when you take the vaccines. You are the one that is consuming children if you do that. You don't have to be a lizard.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Just go
it
down to the pharmacy.
It makes it excusable.
Yeah.
Yeah. It makes it excusable. If these are subhuman people, then like, well, they're just kind of doing what that race of people do. But if you understand, I believe these are people made in God's image. They fell from grace, and that you could do that too. And if you realize that, you realize that the sons of David also, you know, offered up, you know, sacrifices. When you're Solomon taking the women from pagan nations and then them inducing him into child sacrifice. And then you realize, wow, even the people of God succumb to these evil things. And so don't make an us and them, just be better yourself and get far as away from these things as possible. Well, get completely away from them. It is possible. Get away from those things because they run off these ideologies that something has to die in order for something else to live. A baby has to die in order for you to live. Don't buy into that, because what the actual truth is, that the satanic actuality is that once you then put death and you keep doing this and you believe in that, then you make yourself a sacrifice in the end anyway.
Isn't that true? And like, you just nailed it right there, because if you go along with the Western medical system, you are offering yourself as a sacrifice to Moloch.
Yes.
Because the system is built around satanic impulses of death and suffering. And that's what you and I fight against.
Yeah.
We teach people to be fully human, to express the full power of creation in the image of God, expressed through Mother Nature and how nature is expressed through us, and to then, you know, amplify that the natural healing capability. So let's take it back to that.
Yeah.
before this gets even darker, by the way, you know, but let's take it back to that. Tell us about in your docuseries, The Human Shutdown.
Yeah.
What other, you know, you interview, I think, over 30 experts.
Yeah.
What other information is in there that people can use to help build their own, not just stem cells, but their own healing signaling or signaling systems, which could be their own like internal peptides, for example.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. Yeah. So look, once you start really cracking the code on this, you start realizing, okay, I could double down on certain therapies. And by the way, Mike, we do have a red light therapy, you know, product that comes in the package. I've got this on a pulsing mode. This is not a flicker. And I could put this now on a straight mode where it's just using a straight signal without the pulsing. Now, yeah, you work out that, okay, look, I can regenerate, I could drive, more stem cells, help them migrate, help them proliferate. But if I only focus on these things, I'll also miss the obstructions. The obstructions are big. And so in The Human Shutdown, we're talking about all these things that are obstructing normal cellular function. And so this is the big toxin issue. And then there's toxins that you haven't even dreamt of that are in your body. And you know, don't want you like obsessing over these things because there's so many. And so we need to then start employing therapies that will help remove these poisons. And that's why chelation and various therapies, some of the supplements that you've got out there, Mike, are amazing at helping this, close the loop on this. How do we get these toxins out of the body? How do we cleanse the body of parasites? And this is a great double up between the photobiomodulation or photodynamic therapy studies where that you're showing 100% remission. There's an intratumoral injection into animals that was showing a 100% reduction in breast cancer, complete ablation, and the control grew by 900% or 1100%, one of those two. The malignant melanoma was 99% reduction in the red light methylene blue group, 3,060% growth in the control that did not do that combination of therapies. And then the human studies mirrored the same thing with melanoma skin lesions, showed that in the human study that they did, it showed a complete remission in 5 out of 6 tumor sites after just the 5 sessions. And so it becomes surprising. While I remember it as well, the concluding point I wanted to bring up from before, the seed falling in the ground, dying, it abides alone, it brings forth much fruit. The exosome count that we're able to multiply through light therapy was 6.25-fold increase. So, 500-600% increase in the exosome count. So we're through specifically, and I just went back over, I'm like, do I understand this correct, while we're interviewing, apologies for doing that during the interview, and it was after a single session that happened. So we just then start tapping into this multiplicity of vectors that intersect, where we remove toxins, we remove what it is that's causing the issue. And like, let's say for example with parasites, I mean, look, you're with red light and methylene blue combination, you're doing both of those things. It's called antimicrobial photodynamic therapy. You're killing the parasites by producing a 5-fold increase in reactive oxygen species. That's a big part of the reason that's targeting parasites and disease cells to cause them to shut down. Okay, the parasites have commandeered this cell. It's time for it to go. Well, we're going to do, it's going to be collateral damage. We're going to take out everything. I was like, yeah, it's fine because we can make more. So then it just shuts down all these disease cells. And by the way,
I'm glad you mentioned that. Let me just real quick.
Yeah, tell me.
Methylene blue is one of those molecules that is photoactivated.
Yes.
Turmeric, which I have in my smoothie, is another one, as you know. Yep. Quercetin is another. There are many. And so when people, there's a whole body of therapy around this where people take methylene blue, which is very quickly distributed throughout their body, and then they do red light therapy sessions that then magnifies the effects of the methylene blue, as you just described. And other molecules, such as turmeric, are amplified in different ways. Some of them, for example, become 5 times more bioavailable. Mm. So you have penetration through the cells. Others have a much longer half-life in the body, so they work longer in the body when they are photoactivated. It depends on the molecule. But I just wanted to give that background, because you kind of went over that fast.
No, I did. And thank you. Like, look, if we did nothing else with our life, Mike, then educate people in photodynamic therapy, we would live a good life.
That's
we would
huge.
Have done a lot for humanity. And like your obsession with it and my obsession with it is a gift. People need to know this. And if what that means for you is that you eat good food and you get into the sun, then that is a gift, because not many people are making that connection. And
that's
yes, right. Sunlight is full spectrum light. We're huge and believers in it. And the reason why we're just saying red light therapy products is simply irradiance. Just, you know, push 20 to 40 times the volume of or the irradiance of light, and you will see additional wonders being worked in your body. But it's still all natural. Somebody looks at this and it's not natural. No, it is natural. You cannot make something that God does not have. You can't invent it. It's there. This is just God's healing frequencies that exist, and that when you tap into electricity, which again is made by all God-given mechanisms, and then you being made in the image of God, you have the ability to amplify what he's made for the time in which you live in. It's a powerful thing.
Yeah. Well, I agree with you. It's just like I use AI augmentation of human cognition. And that's not an anti-human thing. It's using God's gift of intelligence amplified by the tools used in good faith to continue to help humanity. I mean, we are a tool-using species, right? Here we are on the internet. I mean, using the internet through a bunch of tools in order to communicate with people. So yeah, we're going to use tools. The question is, do you understand how those tools enhance your goals as a human being? And that's what your course teaches very powerfully. Let me give out the website again. It's called The Human Shutdown. It begins streaming free of charge on July 18th, and you can register to watch it for free at brightu.com. That's the word bright, followed by the letter U, like Bright University. So brightu.com, register there, you can watch it. You can also, optionally, if you wish, you can purchase the entire series and get all the bonus items. Everything's downloadable as digital assets. You can start watching it right away, and that also helps support this platform and Jonathan's work as well. Jonathan, what else do you want to add here today for this part two interview? Anything that we've left out that you specifically want to hit hard?
Yeah. Well, look, Mike, it's a big deal. We have so much that we could do as humans in the time that we're living in. And we have so many great tools. And if we could just take the time and energy to fully educate ourselves, we would be able to, you know, really do a lot for those around us that we love and care about. I think that one of the fun things, because we've done a bit of a feature here on Red Light, I may as well close the loop on that. I'm going to show people here with an irradiance meter. I haven't done this with you before here in this setting. I've got this irradiance meter now against this, and it's picking up the red and near-infrared spectrum. I put this down, actually. It's interesting, these numbers. You say, okay, that's interesting. Those numbers are pretty high. I'm going to now come over to brightness and put this. It's at 25%. Now I've put it up to 100%. Now we've got, at about a foot away, we've got 140 milliwatts or 1,400 watts per meter squared. And right up at the surface,
wait,
or about...
140 milliwatts?
140 milliwatts, yes.
Okay, so 0.14 watts.
Got it. Yes, yeah, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I was, yep, and so correct. So 140 milliwatts is 0.14 watts, correct?
Right, and is that per square what?
Per square meter, or per the 140 milliwatts per centimeter squared.
Oh, per square centimeter?
Correct, for the milliwatts.
Oh, okay, per square centimeter. Okay, that's quite a bit per centimeter. Yeah,
exactly. And that's where we've got that, and you could visibly see how bright that is.
Yeah.
And then if I push this into the red spectrum, and then you end up pushing a lot. Now I'm going to put here the wavelengths. Here, I've got this device here. I'm going to show the different wavelengths that are coming out of this. Here we go.
Okay, I can't really see that screen very well. You'll have to tell us what it... Okay.
You can see that now, right?
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah, so now you've got the peaks and in these wavelengths that are the most proven, right?
Which is showing you the frequencies,
The 830, the 1060, 940, 660, 630. And so when you
That's
see
a
the
cool device.
Studies,
I like that.
Yeah, I thought you'd like that.
I want one.
Yeah, exactly. No, yeah, it's super fun because, like, I'll tell you why that's so relevant, right? There was a triple negative, non-triple negative breast cancer origin lines in vitro, but they put 630, 660, 715, and 730, and out of the four wavelengths, only 660 could drop the breast tumor proliferation by 40%. And it was 660 that was the only one that could do it, right? So now let's imagine you read that and you're like, okay, look, I need 660, you know, I'm working on something, whatever. But if it wasn't in there and you just knew that red and near-infrared light were good, then you kind of missed the biggest tool. The other ones should work and do something. That particular study, that was the finding. This is on PubMed, right? So my point being, like, look, you know, get into the tools that you have. Look up the condition that you have and then choose a device that has that. And that's the reason why, Mike, we have 10 wavelengths. So, and all the devices that people have been, you know, getting there through the website, they feature 10 wavelengths, which is, you know, 590, 480, 630, 660, 670, 810, 830, 850, 940, 1060, 1064, actually. So once you get that, you understand, okay, this is tackling all these key tools. And let's say there's a parasite study in 808, but then you've got 810. It's so close at that point, like you're talking about two nanometers different. And so you're hitting that region and you're hitting the deeper region. Like at 1064, that's the deepest part of near infrared. So that's getting all the way into the center of the bones and the organs. And then 480 is just landing at the epidermis with the skin. But the red light studies on 660 for bone marrow stem cell growth, we're even at 660. And what that means is that 660, even though it's only understood to hit through the epidermis and dermis, it actually is getting to the bone because the clinical studies are showing that it's proliferating stem cells within bones. So people
tend to not realize how deeply light penetrates the body.
Yeah.
And you're exactly right. It depends on the wavelength. You and I have talked about this before, where those longer wavelengths, which are the lower frequencies, can penetrate even more deeply through the tissues into the organs, even 8 or 10 inches inside the chest cavity. You know, I mean, exactly. We're not just luminescent beings from a spiritual point of view. We're actually light transmitting beings. I mean, just look at any movie where there's an actor and their ears, where the sunshine is behind them and the light's going right through their ears.
Yeah. Yeah, it's translucent.
Yeah, it's going right through the skin of the ears. Like, it's a very common thing to see in movies. And, you know, you can do it with your hand. You can shine a powerful light, a flashlight, through your hand, and the light comes through the hand. You know, if it's you know, focused, that probably we can't see it because we have so much other light, and so our camera gain is down. But if I turned off all the lights and I turn on a flashlight, you can see the light through my hand.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
Yeah.
Translucent beings made in the image of God, made to receive light. And it's the domino effect that's going on in the body, right? So that makes sense then, why it's a frequency. And this is Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. Unto you shall the sun, S-U-N, of righteousness, sun of correctness, shall rise with healing in his wings. Wings and sun don't make sense. And that's why the word wings is like projections. Or it could even translate wavelengths, right? So now it makes sense.
Yeah.
So the sun of correctness.
Just real quickly, here's my hand, and then boom, I'm
yeah, you're not opening your fingers.
I'm not opening my fingers. That's light that's actually going through the edges of the skin. And when I see it here, it actually looks more red, but the way our cameras are tuned, it's, you know, the color looks probably different the way the public, but back behind this
that's
way,
great.
Here's what it looks like. But yeah, my fingers are closed. The light's coming through the fingers.
That's so great.
Yeah. Anyway.
That's so great. And it's because of that reason, like the thyroid studies, right? The thyroid is like right here and it's so sensitive. And what I'm saying is thyroid disease is really damaged, like artificial light damage and light deficiency. Yes, it's like molecular mimicry with gluten and things like this. But like the thyroid study with the red light group, there's 350 people. The red light group outperformed the non-red light group by 70 times in achieving T3, T4 ratio. And then 15 times greater reducing medication, levothyroxine dosage. And now it makes sense what happened to my grandma. She's just part of many people that are, you know, turning this around. So whether it's an eyesight heart issue, a thyroid issue, an organ health issue, like 850 million people battling chronic kidney disease, get red light over your kidneys. They're all those mitochondria are in your organs, and there are hundreds of thousands. People hypothesize through, they're not actually studying the brain cells to find it, but they're using mathematics and the clinical studies. And they're hypothesized to be up to 2 million mitochondria per neuron in some of the neurons. It sounds like too much to me, but I mean, I'm reading the studies there. I would say that very conservatively, hundreds of thousands per cell in the brain. That's why red light into the brain is the most important. Any cognitive decline, any issues with the rest of the body, interface into the eyes with red light therapy, and you should see improvement across the board. Get it over the joints, the back, all the organs, and like watch what happens in your life, and use something that's trusted by top doctors and clinics. And the reason why many of the doctors in the industry are using our devices is because like Dr. Tony Jimenez, who wrote the recommendation on my book, he's finding that it's amazing for him and his health and his patients. And then we've made it accessible. We didn't make it expensive for what it could have been. We made it achievable for people. And so we just want to serve people with that. I get most fulfillment in my life when people get results using like the good products that actually work. And so I pray we can help you with your health and this time that we live in right now.
Yeah, knowledge is the key. And that's what we're providing here at brightyou.com. So let me give that out one more time. Just go to brightyou.com, register. You can start watching this docuseries called The Human Shutdown, beginning July 18th through July 28th, 2026. And enjoy. You'll learn a lot there. I think you'll love it. And you can also optionally purchase it and download all of the interviews, 30 plus interviews and files and bonus items. You can download them all once you purchase it, which helps support us. So thank you, Jonathan. And for those of you watching, thank you for watching today. It's been great to have Jonathan on here. You can catch part one of this interview on brightvideos.com. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for joining me today. Take care.
Start your day right with our organic hand-roasted whole bean coffee. Low acid, smooth and bold, lab tested and ethically sourced. Taste the difference, only at HealthRangerStore.com.